I love working with Gary. I love working with the guy. I think it's a very multiple. I always thought it was at Houston. I always thought it was at Denver. I mean, I've gone back a long time coaching against him in this offense when I was in New England and he was at Denver, and now he's at Houston and us here. It's got a lot of daggone weapons, and he knows how to use them. He's given us a lot of headaches, a lot of things for us to talk about as a defensive staff, which is good. That's what you want to come out of OTAs going, okay, how can we tweak this and make it better?
The feeling's mutual, I can tell you that. You know, we're very challenged right now as a group, but the work's been great. I mean, these guys really worked their tail off. I mean, John, it's impressive the way this football team works. So we've got plenty of time from a teaching standpoint, plenty of time on the field. Like I said, the key thing is their work habits. You know, we've had almost everybody here every day, so that's been very, very positive. And Joe's ahead of everybody on the curve from that standpoint, which he needed to be. But I think we're building something, and the greatest thing is the work habits are awesome. That's all you can ask for as a coach.
Well, he's given us a lot now. I mean, I tell you what, he's got a really good offense, and it's really got a lot of stuff, and it really challenges us. It's always hard to tell in OTAs the run game part of it because it's really not fair to either team. I'm going to put stuff in not necessarily to beat Coach Kubiak's offense. We don't play us. I got to put stuff in to install, and there's times when we'll install something that's really not going to be very good against a certain play, and I'm sure that he installs things on offense that may not be good against a certain defense, but you got to get them installed. You can't go out there and just practice what they're going to give us because we don't play them. We got to get all this in. So sometimes it looks pretty, sometimes it doesn't look so pretty. And so what we got to do when we watch the film is evaluate, are we doing the right thing? Just look at the call. Are we doing the right thing? Don't base it necessarily on the route. You know, the route might be a route that beats that coverage, you know, not over the top ever, but, you know, maybe a short route that is open, that's a good route against that coverage. You got to evaluate it that way and not throw the defense out because they completed a pass.